voyage apostolique en terre africaine s'achève. Je suis reconnaissant envers Dieu. Quelques jours passés avec vous dans la joie et la cordialité.
My apostolic journey to Africa has come to an end. I thank God for these days spent among you in joy and friendship. Traditional and religious music, vigorous dance which welcomed Benedict XVI on his arrival on 18th November, accompanied his departure from Cardinal Bernardin Gantin International Airport on board Alitalia plane. This apostolic visit was memorable and historic for a number of reasons, among them the signing and presentation of the apostolic exhortation Africemunus, which Benedict personally presented to the presidents of the regional and national bishops' conferences of Africa and nearby islands.
I hope that this exhortation will guide you in the proclamation of the good news of Jesus in Africa. It is not just a message or a word. It is above all openness and adhesion to a person, Jesus Christ's incarnate word.
Having personally participated and moved around the people at St. Rita Parish and at the airport, the sense of celebration that accompanied these functions was clearly a testimony of how much the people love and appreciate the Pope. People lined up on the streets to salute him, wave at him, sing and dance for him, and in celebration for his felt and appreciated presence among them. The presence of Muslims and other non-Christians was a remarkable and a visible sign of the interreligious communion between Catholics and non-Catholics in Benin. As Father Rombadi expressed before departure for Rome, the apostolic visit to Benin has been a success.
I think that this visit was really a big success from the pastoral and the spiritual point of view. The people has received the Pope with a very great enthusiasm, and for us it is important that the authorities receive well the Pope, but it's more important that the people are happy with the Pope, and I think the Pope was very impressed by this way of many people on the street around him, and all were very happy, all were singing, dancing, smiling, and this is an African way to receive, as the Pope has said. Yes. And was very spontaneous, and I think that this demonstrates that the people understand that the Pope loves them, that the Catholic Church loves them, all, not only the Catholic, not only the Christian, but all.
Benedict communicated his interest in Africa, challenged Africa to take responsibility of its development, use her rich natural resources for the good of our people and future generations. Indeed, Africa is a place of hope despite the challenges her people face. They must remain hopeful and take into their hands the responsibility to realize a new Africa inspired by the desire to live in reconciliation, justice, and peace. Africa should no longer look up to anyone, but within herself and her children, in order to build a continent ready to partner with others and contribute to building a just and peaceful world. Benedict has left Africa, but his message through the apostolic exhortation, Africemunus, and his personal presence on the African soil remain the lasting legacy of his love for Africa and the Church in Africa. Men will remember his visit for years to come. At the end of the Second African Synod, Benedict called on Africa to rise up. Indeed, with the guiding principles to the evangelization of Africa through reconciliation, justice, and peace, Africa must now rise up and walk. Father Moses Hamungole, winding up, after the departure of Benedict XVI from Cotonou, Benin.